You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Earlier this year, new government proposals were set to close ticket offices at railway stations across the country. That's now been scrapped. But how did RNIB and many others react to the planned closures? I'm joined now by RNIB Policy Officer Eric Mattis and Angus Huntley, a volunteer who works on the campaign. Welcome in both.
Thank you.
Now, Eric, can we start with just a bit of background to the situation? What were the original changes to ticket offices that were proposed earlier in the year, and what would the impact have been for blind and partially sighted people?
The proposals included almost 1,000 ticket offices across England and one in Scotland in Glasgow Central that would have had either reduced staff hours in the ticket offices or no staff in ticket offices at all. There were quite drastic proposals made across the country all at the same time. So the day the consultation was announced, the day these proposals were made public, RNIB already received a lot of calls to the helpline from people worried about, you know, not being able to travel at all, saying if ticket offices were, you know, ticket office staff were taken away, they wouldn't be able to travel, which meant they wouldn't be able to go to work, see their family, go to healthcare appointments, you know, just kind of live their lives at all. It was really clear from the beginning that this would have a massive impact on a lot of people.
And how did RNIB go about campaigning to stop this from happening ultimately?
We did a lot of different things. We really sprung into action. This took over my whole summer. My job normally involves all kinds of things about transport and street design. But in July and August, I feel like I just talked about ticket offices, and a lot of other people did too. Our policy and campaigns team put a lot of effort into getting briefings out, helping people do interviews, making sure our staff, all kind of, and volunteers all knew what was going on and what could be asked of them. The consultation process itself was quite fiddly and difficult for people who aren't used to doing consultations all the time to manage. So we tried to come up with some kind of tips and help for people who wanted to make their feelings known but weren't sure how to go about it. We did lots of media stuff. We asked for people's help on social media. We got a lot of good quotes from people saying, finishing the sentence, "I need a ticket office too," telling us, you know, what they needed, what they need to travel for, what they need help with. And a lot of really powerful stories about people saying, you know, "I'm an elderly person. I don't have a mobile phone. I can only visit my family by train. If there aren't staff in the ticket office, I will not be able to see my family," and things like that. Some really profound stories people were happy to share with us. As well as the consultation, we invited people to write to their MPs and kind of get some of our stories out there, both the facts and figures that we have about how few blind and partially sighted people could reliably use a ticket machine, which is only 3% in a survey we did a few years ago. And, you know, their own stories as well. So that combination, I think, of the facts and figures and people's real life experiences really cut through. We got a lot of media attention, a lot of political attention. It was great to see MPs quoting our stats, having letters that our supporters sent them read out in Parliament. All kinds of things were done.
Well, and Angus, for you, after hearing about the proposed closures, what made you want to get involved with the RNIB campaigns team?
A number of reasons. From my own perspective, it might not have affected me so much because I'm one of the fortunate few who is happy buying the tickets online. But I fully appreciate, through the work I've done with RNIB and the charity I work for, Newcastle Vision Support, that many people with sight loss just simply cannot buy their tickets online or book their assistance online, and that the ticket office is the best option for them to enable them to travel safely and independently. And for that reason, I thought it was of paramount importance that we at least campaign to try and stop this from happening, or to reduce the impact of the proposals. Really, in scrapping the plans altogether, it couldn't have gone any better from the perspective of those people who it would have affected.
And how did you find the experience of campaigning itself? Is it something you've done much of in the past?
Yes, a lot. I've been a campaigns volunteer for RNIB for the last 10 years, and have worked closely with RNIB on campaigns through the previous job I did at Newcastle Vision Support with the Empowerment Project and our Northeast Action on Transport group. And whilst I'm not directly involved with that anymore, I know enough about it and have the tools at my disposal, thanks to RNIB, to help me, which enabled me to campaign and write to the correct people, the various train operators that would have affected me, and my MP to highlight my concerns and to suggest that they rethought their plans.
And how do you feel now that knowing that those plan closures won't happen and the difference that, that the campaigns team has made?
The simple answer would be relieved quite impressed as well that the work that RNIB has done, along with other charities from across the disability sector, has they've all come together and made a difference and stopped this from happening. If I can give you one practical example of how the ticket office has helped me recently on a journey, and I think this just goes to highlight exactly what you were saying in your campaign. I did a journey from Newcastle to Ipswich last month. I travelled later, so 5 p.m. in the evening, and was due to get in at 9:30. All well and good, apart from the fact that there'd been major problems on the East Coast line, which meant that my train had been cancelled. And because of the way the connections would work out, I wouldn't have got into Ipswich until midnight. And that was presuming that everything went to plan. I didn't want to do that. And I wanted to postpone my journey until the following day. But to do that online, I would have found near impossible. And the platform staff were of very little help. So I ended up going to the ticket office and appealing to their better nature and saying, look, I know this isn't exactly your problem, given that I didn't buy from yourselves, but is there any way you can help me here? And to give them their due, the staff were great. They changed my ticket for me. They booked my passenger. They rebooked my passenger assistance for the next day and cancelled the assistance that I'd booked for myself for that day. And they ensured that everything went smoothly for me when I went to the station again the next day. Without the ticket office, I don't think that would have happened.
Well, Eric, what sort of difference do you think it makes to have the support of volunteers like Angus and many others who are involved in the campaign?
It's so important. I mean, I'm registered blind myself, but I know that having volunteers, especially volunteers with personal experience, like Angus was just talking about, is the most important thing. You know, at RNIB, we want to be sure that what we're doing actually does help people, actually does reflect what they need and what they want, what would make their lives better. And it's always great to know that that's actually working out. You know, a story like Angus's is great for the point we were making about how ticket offices don't just sell tickets. And even if you can buy your ticket online or from the vending machine or whatever, that doesn't mean that those staff aren't performing vital functions that just would not be happening if the staff weren't located in the ticket office.
And Eric, what's the best way for people to find out a bit more about the work of the RNIB campaigns team and also maybe take part in future campaigns?
You can follow them on Twitter, RNIB_campaigns. You can also check out the campaign section of the RNIB website.
Fantastic. Well, it's been a huge result for travellers across the country and a massive success. RNIB Policy Officer Eric Mathis and Angus Huntley, thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.